This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can be overweight and still get chicks.
Okay.
You can be ugly and still get chicks.
Okay. Yeah.
You can even be a little nerdy and still get chicks.
Sure.
But if you're creepy, you won't get chicks.
Well, you should know.
Creepy is one thing that just crosses you off the potential list for women.
Yeah.
It's true, isn't it, Heidi?
Yes.
There's just something about creepy that just like, okay, don't want to deal with that.
Why is he staring at me?
There are some things that make a guy creepy, and you may be a creepy guy and not even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust me.
Yeah.
It's creepy. Don't do it. That's why you're not getting dates.
And coming from Tom, he knows creepy.
You know what? Get off me. I know what you're trying to do here.
What?
I'm not a creep.
But you do creepy things.
Okay. Stop already.
Okay.
This is not some personal revelation. I'm just telling you things that make you creepy.
All right, what makes you creepy?
All right. Too far, too fast. I hear people say he barely knew me and he did this or that. It's really creepy. For example, it's the guy that introduces you to his parents 1 week after you met him.
Oh, yeah.
It's imperative to know when it's too soon to do something in a relationship. And those things, like introducing your parents to the girl a week after you met her, are extremely creepy.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you seem like a creep.
That's a I love you on the second date.
Or first date, even.
Oh, well, first is really creepy.
Cato.
I say that before I even meet them.
Yeah.
Okay.
First date. That's our song.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You ain't had time to have a song
yet.
Okay. Heidi, creepy?
Creepy.
Okay. Keeping tabs is creepy. Acting like a parole officer is never a good idea, especially if you've just started dating someone. A lot of ladies get the feeling that some of their exes would have installed a GPS on them if they could have. The tabs keeper usually says something like, hey, you didn't call me back. Where have you been? Why didn't you call me back right away?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's creepy and annoying, too, on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Touchy-feely guy.
Ugh.
Some guys think they're entitled to invade a woman's personal space just because they're on a date. It's amazing how many guys put their hands all over women uninvited, considering how creepy it can be.
Yeah. Mm.
I would go as far as say first kiss, too, when they force a first kiss on a date.
No, that's not. That's not on this list.
Tom, you've had girls back away.
Right.
But you were giving them a first kiss.
But here's the thing with that. Yeah. I knew I was not going to get a second date. So I was going to get the kiss.
That's creepy.
That is creepy. So
one person even said assault, but that's ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right. Here's another creepy behavior.
Uh-huh.
Complimenting body parts.
Of course. Anyone knows that.
By body parts, I don't mean eyes or hair, but there are some body parts that should be considered off limits.
Of course.
Even though they know it's wrong, some guys can't avoid complimenting a woman's boobs. Guys should follow this rule. It's very simple. If you can't completely see a part of a woman's body, don't compliment it.
Nice calves.
Well,
nice toes. On
those
your
are okay, I guess. If only if you can completely see them.
If she's wearing sandals.
No, that's still creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, I think your toes look really nice in
you
those shoes.
What? Your toes look like Mount Rushmore.
All right, I can see this is a difficult crowd to work with.
Look at that elbow. Wow.
Yeah, sexy.
Mm-hmm. All right, another thing that's creepy.
Yeah.
Staring is off limits.
Ugh,
there's creepy. Two different types of staring,
that's
too.
That's creepy.
There's macro staring and micro staring.
Macro and micro.
Macro staring is when you stare at the entire package. You look her up and down and undress her with your eyes.
Hey.
All right. You might feel like you're in an old mansion with one of those portraits of the scary old man whose eyes follow you wherever you go. Then there's micro staring, and that's where he fixates on a particular area on your body, usually the cleavage, and only stares at that.
It's not good.
All right, and then finally, strange hobbies or obsessions. Maybe it's the guy who saw Harry Potter in the theater, dressed as Harry Potter.
Oh, that's creepy, creepy.
Or maybe it's Dungeons and Dragons or Doom or World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
But some of these things can be very creepy. There's a guy who actually collected Boy Scout badges and made this woman a book of Boy Scout badges.
Oh, that's creepy.
She continued to date him.
It's okay to dress up in that Halo outfit, though, right? If it's like the grand opening.
If it's October 31st.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, no.
Okay.
So don't be creepy, guys. We just want to give you a few tips. If you do any of those things, except the staring one, I don't really have a problem with myself.
I was just going to check on that one because I'm bad about that.
And that comes from our creepy expert here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
And if anyone knows, creepy.
Yes. It's Tom.